The state has drawn criticism for the first commercial king salmon opening in the Yukon River since 2011. Subsistence users along the International River phoned in to protest Monday's opening. Every Tuesday during the summer, fishermen, managers, and residents along the Yukon dial into a teleconference to discuss what's happening along the river. This week, many people sounded a lot like a woman who identified herself as Andrea.
We worked hard waiting for this big run to come through our communities, and all of a sudden, they're down there selling our fish, the fish that we were waiting for years.
Monday, the river was opened for the first commercial opening of the fall season. The opening targeted chum salmon, but with escapement goals likely to be met, King's cotton nets could be legally sold as well. The change marked the first commercial sale of Yukon Kings this decade. Squeakback Fisheries in Amonok paid almost 10 times as much for kings as they paid for chum, but no one got rich off king salmon, according to Squeakback manager Jack Schulteis.
Roughly, there were 67,000 chums caught, and I would be surprised if there's over anything near 100 kings caught.
Alaska Fishing Game allowed a commercial king fishery because most of them had already moved upriver, and the run was the largest the Yukon had seen in years. Jeff Estenson manages the Yukon for Fishing Game. He says after the deluge of protests Tuesday, Yukon king salmon, coveted for their fatty meat, might remain a scarce item on the market.
Going to have to go back and have some more discussions, and what I mean by we as the department, and really take a look at this and see if this is something that we're going to continue to do or not in commercial openings.
If Fishing Game rescinds its decision, any kings caught during commercial openings would have to be kept for subsistence. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.